If you'd like to follow along, the scripture today is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. I thank thee, God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard whatever I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
Act on children's lives and how we come alongside children who are growing in our midst, their parents, their families, even families in the community. Maybe one of our most important and significant responsibilities in life is to help raise up children and the next generation. And obviously parents are right in the midst of that, but all of us are, in some way, can have a part in that. So as I think about what the responsibilities are of parenthood, you know, if we were in a more of a retreat setting, we might circle up and say, what would you name as the key responsibilities that parents and adults have towards children? And I'd just like to name four that seem really important. Protection, providing a safe space for kids to grow. Provision, providing for their needs. Thirdly, nurturing them, just in general, towards being a responsible adult and nurturing them, more specifically in faith, the faith that we have in Jesus. And then finally, relationships, showing them what love looks like, what agape, unconditional love looks like, first of all in the family, but then in the church and elsewhere, and how to have healthy interactions and to grow with that. So in 2 Timothy, as I mentioned in that first chapter, we have this partnership. The Lois, Eunice, as mother, grandmother, we have Paul and the church, and we have the Holy Spirit, most importantly, blessing and being involved in Timothy's life to raise him up in faith and in life. And so I'd just like to point out the one thing that Paul said to Timothy as he's encouraging Timothy here, especially towards being a pastor, but in general as an adult mentor, that Timothy, the Holy Spirit is in your life. And the Spirit of God has not given you a spirit of timidity or fear. And likewise, as we interact with kids, hopefully they grow not to face life with fear, but with strength and courage. But the Spirit has given you a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. And so So first, it's the spirit of power that we join in the Holy Spirit to help empower the younger generation. Not to give them a sense of power like you can shame others or you can dominate others or you can manipulate others for your own good. Not that kind of power. But we will empower you and encourage you and train you towards greater and greater capacities of living and of faith and of being kingdom people. And so if you look more closely, you know, everything that Paul says, what he says is a number of things. You've been given sound teaching. That's one thing that we can do for our kids, give them sound teaching about life and about faith and about Jesus. Also, our example. And these are all things that we think about, I hope, with parenting and supporting kids. But I found this quote, survey after survey reveals that it is what children and young people are looking for is authenticity. Do we really love each other? Do we really worship? Do we really want to know God and follow him every day? The style of the worship music is not nearly as important as the fact that the people around them are singing the songs like they really believe them. The coolness of the teachings and the teachers and leaders is not as important as their humble, honest, caring spirit. They want to see the real thing. And so our example is huge. And then Paul, in at one point, says, join me, Timothy, join me. And we can say the same things. Join us as we live out these practices. So we immerse our children in our holy calling or our godly living. So we eat together, we learn together, we serve together, we worship together. And last week, Dale mentioned he appreciates a smaller church. And one of the great benefits of a smaller church is that the various generations are together, again, worshiping and learning and serving together. We're not separated out into our different age groups. And then also love, that we're infusing love into our children. This week, Ellen, our daughter, I was talking to her from Portland, and she said she had an experience that week. She went to a funeral of one of her clients, and afterwards, there was like the typical fellowship time, and she said, I realized there that all of my relationships right now are with peers. My coworkers, my friends, like we're all in the same age. And she said, I forgot what it was like being around older women who were interested in you for no reason. Just her past experience with church, with women of older ages who just cared about her just because they did, you know, because that's who we are as the church. We were listening to the podcast from last week's Sunday school. Father Greg Boyle interacted with gang members in Los Angeles. That was his calling. And this one teenager gave the testimony about his life growing up. And at one point when he was little, his mom said, why don't you just kill yourself? You're such a burden to me. That's like the exact opposite of what we're trying to say today about love. Like you couldn't get farther away from what we're called to. She took him to an orphanage and said, I found this kid, and dropped him off, you know. But Father Boyle, the teens there would say, Father G, give us a blessing. And so he'd pray a blessing over them. And this is what we're called to as far as giving love to those we're helping to raise. He prayed for this one guy having a birthday. He prayed over him and said, I'm proud to know you. My life is richer because you came into it. Your birth made this a better place. That's kind of blessing and love we speak over those. And then self-discipline is the last thing. We raise up our children. We influence them so that their choices and their priorities have a solid foundation in the future, that they can make sensible, God-honoring choices, and they can have healthy order to their lives, not out of chaos. And so I want to finish up just by watching a final video clip. This is a testimony from someone in Bridge of Hope, just to give a sense of self-discipline, how the Bridge of Hope has helped her.
I felt like my childhood, I had a really good childhood from what I remember. I always did well in school and tried my best. And kind of right after school, I kind of got in the wrong crowd, and that really took me under. I was the partier and the drugs, and I always chose the easy way out of stuff. I was very codependent on people. I never had like confidence in myself. I was living with my parents, and I had tried a few years on my own to get out, and quickly in 4 months I saw that I failed and I couldn't afford the rent, and I'd find myself back at my parents' house. And I tried very hard to just create a life for me and my daughter after she was born, and it just never worked. It just kept bringing me and my depression lower and lower, and until I hit a pretty all-time low where I went into the hospital with a panic attack. And after that, I saw a counselor, and she was the one who really pushed me to Bridge of Hope. I just kind of was like, that is exactly what I need. I need a new support system. I need people to back me and just a safe place to take advice and just rebuild my life from the mess I did create.
I think that we all go through times in life where we need support. And when I think about these single moms that are coming out of a life situation that they want to change, they really do need to have people that are going to be able to walk through this, you know, with them.
Getting it done, Abby.
I actually had a very large group of neighboring volunteers, so the diversity between all of them, it was pretty neat to see.
You know, we had women that had young children, like Abby has Nova, so she could really relate to those women. But then we had people like myself, who were the nanas. Some were just true prayer warriors. And, you know, Abby would say, I'm just thankful for the prayer.
I still think Mommy would get the award.
Yes. Let me help you now.
I really think with my daughter seeing a whole new support system in me, that she gained confidence in herself. She's definitely more lively. She's got a personality. The experience for me was tough. It was a lot of hard work, but a lot of rewarding times also. The confidence that I built to go and attack certain things that I never would have. It's amazing how far I've come. I'm shocked. I'm totally shocked. I never thought that I would be able to afford an apartment for this past year all by myself. I feel going into my future independent, actually. I feel like I can make the decision confidently now, but I have some good standing women and families behind me that can give me that advice and then let me make the decision. I can call on them and they're just gonna be there.